Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Today is a Monday, August 26th. We're trying to recover all our energy for another week here. Or good morning to you.
Good morning.
You doing
Sam?
Facebook Live already this morning?
I'm Instagramming it.
What's with the social media? I mean, people are going crazy with that stuff.
It's,
you know?
Hey, it's everything. You know?
Yeah, but well, but why? You know, why does it have to be like that? You know, I mean, I've got an article ready on Instagram about how they're going to do away with the likes that other people won't be able to see. How many likes you have on your picture.
Only
you
will right.
be able to.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so interesting. On Instagram.
Yeah, on Instagram. Because they
and on
know,
Facebook?
They're saying it's the worst platform for like people to be depressed and
really? I'd think Facebook is more heavy.
No, but this is, but you have to remember something. Instagram is more towards younger people. And it's the younger people that compare all the likes and everything, you know. Nobody else really cares. I don't care how many likes I get, you know. The point is this. Think how many posts you see that you're actually interested in, but you don't click on like.
It's just...
It doesn't matter. All that matters to me is that people see it.
Well, the thing is it kind of puts your popularity out there.
Right. It does.
So, and like, how is like, how do people love me or not?
Right.
And it puts it out there. And sometimes it had nothing to do with it. It's just algorithms that, you know, and I read an article that actually sometimes they would, Facebook, I don't know if it's true or not, but I read it, would withheld likes, the algorithm, just because they studied that that it makes the user, go on the app more to check.
Yeah.
But that's so malicious. That's evil. Because you're making them feel bad to see if they got any likes. And you're making them feel bad to make more, to gain more money. It's the worst. It's the worst.
I don't know.
It's
but,
so
you know,
evil.
Yeah, I know. I mean, this business model of giving us shit for free in exchange for our privacy and everything is unbelievable to me. You know, we've given the power to these big companies now. And they know everything about us,
it's,
you know?
You know, it's not only the power, it's even more than that because, it, you know, think about it this way. Facebook has all these artists and content creators and radio hosts and all these people, you know, putting content on their platform.
Right.
Not only do they not get paid, they often need to pay Facebook to reach their own audience. Yeah. So it's even more than like a modern slavery. What a modern slavery is that you don't pay someone for their content, for their service that they're putting in your platform.
Right.
Now, not only that.
But that's not slavery because they want to do it. Slaves don't want to do it.
The slaves don't want to do it.
People that post want to post, and you know, it's not about making money or anything.
They have to.
They give us a platform, you
know. You give us a platform, but then they you get. I know artists that to reach their own fans, they need to pay Facebook.
Why?
Because the fan, because from the fan page, Facebook, you post something and it doesn't. It only reaches a certain percentage of your fans.
Right.
So Facebook's like, hey, put some money in it so we you can have a bigger exposure.
Right, but they don't have to. It's just an option to advertise there. But look, what social media does, especially Facebook, is like it amplifies everything you say and do. You know, it's like suddenly before that. How many people would know you went on a trip or something or went to the bathroom at 9:30, you know? People have to post everything, you know?
Yeah.
So before, we didn't have this thing.
Yeah. Well, it's the whole comparison thing that makes you depressed because what happens is...
People think it's like people evaluate themselves and other people
compared to others, but
based on the followers.
But it's not even the followers. So people upload to Facebook or to Instagram good things about their life,
right,
that they're working, that they're with the family, that they all this. They're not gonna upload, yesterday I had a horrible fight with my husband, right, and he stormed out. Right? So what the end user end up seeing is all their friends having these amazing lives and they're on vacations and they're with the kids or with a boyfriend, whatever it is.
Right.
And they say, oh my God, why do my life suck? It's not that your life suck, is that just your friends and everybody, you know, choose to post good events.
Right.
So the feed is filled with just positive stuff.
Right.
It's a mirage.
That's,
you know,
on the one hand. On the other hand, there's a lot of people that complain and a lot of shitty fucking politics and stuff. But
they complain about other things.
Yeah, no,
I'm talking about regular life, day to day struggles.
Right.
You're not gonna post that you had a flat tire, and you're not gonna post. Yeah. So when the other user
is stuck
in traffic, right?
But we get the idea. They want to put the best face forward, you know, and they only show the good stuff.
Everybody, we all do.
No, you're right. You're right.
Right?
That's why the fools are showing the negative shit, you know?
No, and then people go on Facebook like, oh my God, this guy's on vacation and that guy is on another
street,
just
got
a job, and this guy's this, and I'm stuck in traffic. No, they're stuck in traffic too, but just nobody uploads it, you know?
Right, right.
Nobody uploads, I got a divorce, you know? Nobody, you know what? They should upload their divorce pictures. I think that
will make
the divorce feel
fights
better.
I know.
You know?
You got to find the positive in everything, you know? I took a trip up to Lake Isabella, and there's also a river there called Kern River, right?
Right. How did
I'm like, okay, look, I love nature, okay? I mean, and now I compare everything to Oregon. So I drive up there. It's about a three-hour drive. The drive is boring because it's the I-5. There's nothing to see. Then you go into Bakersfield, and then you start to see something, okay? But still, it's an hour drive. You finally get to the lake. You drive around it. There's nowhere where you can get to the water. Only a couple places where boats go to moor the boats, but that's about it, you know? I'm going, what the fuck is this? You know, what kind of a lake is this?
Yeah.
So then I called so I started asking this guy, and he's like, oh, yeah, you can access here and here. And I went there, and there's like nothing, man. It's just a little boring.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you.
So I
like keep lighting joints, trying to make the best of it, enjoying nature with, you know, getting high. And that's really saved the day. But otherwise, I was pretty disappointed. So then I called my brother because he had been there 2 weeks before that. And I said, well, where the fuck do you go? He says, well, go up north to the river and all this. I'm like thinking, God, now I got to drive back another hour to where I was, and I didn't keep going. So that's where all the shit is. And I said, you know what? Maybe I'll go tomorrow. I'll go back to Bakersfield, spend the night, come back. Then in the morning, I'm like, no, I'm not driving another hour and a half now out of my way for this.
So you didn't get to go in the river.
So, no, I mean, I got to pee in nature.
Oh,
I got to smoke in nature. That was about it, you know? That was my nature experience.
So let me ask you this. Did you go there because you saw beautiful pictures of it on Facebook?
No, just because my brother said, well, it's a good place to go. And I thought, oh, a lake, never been. There's a river too. I like water. Let me go, right?
Yeah.
So nothing happened. I mean, and everything is yellow because everything is dry. There's no green anymore.
Right.
In California, you know. And so even though you're near the water, it's like, eh. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I looked for Oregon and California. That doesn't exist. You know, I mean, in order for it to be green, you have to weather a lot of rain.
Yeah.
You know, and we don't have it here.
Yeah.
That's why it's all dry. But I remember California being a lot greener.
When was that?
When I moved here, you know.
Yeah?
40 years ago.
You had more rain.
Right. More rain and more green everywhere you went. And I think, or maybe it was just my imagination, because I lived in Vegas first. And Vegas has no green at all. It's all desert, right? So California compared to Vegas
was
green.
Oh, maybe that's why. Yeah.
But maybe it was never that green. I don't know. I love green. I love blue sky. I like water. I mean, give that to me all the time. So I decompressed a little bit, but you know, 2 days is not enough.
Yeah.
But it was better than nothing.
I think your spirit craves a good, honest lake.
Yeah. Lake, a river. I mean, just nature, period. You know? I'm not a big hiker. Don't take me hiking far.
I don't hike.
Right?
Don't
hike. But you can walk around.
I can walk around if it's not up a hill.
Yeah, nature, right, you know.
I can walk. But I'm not an example. All my friends love to hike. Immigrants don't hike.
Right?
We've been through enough.
Yeah. They're saying that, just related to this, and this is not new, they're saying that you got to move, you know, and we don't move a lot. I know I don't. I bought a bike. I barely ride it, which sucks because, yeah. I don't know, I get lazy, man. And, you know, the only time I can ride is 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And it's not always attractive to ride at that time.
Yeah.
During the day, it's hot. I don't want to ride. So I end up not doing a lot, you know, and that sucks. And they're saying that the chances, they did a study and they found that the chances are 85% more, I think, of dying. No, five times as much a chance of dying than if you just move.
What do you mean?
Like you got to stay in
moving?
Action, you know, yeah, you got to be moving.
Yeah,
you got to be walking, going upstairs, hiking, running, doing exercise.
Yeah,
yeah, that's what I'm saying, you know.
So we should change your game up.
Yeah,
I know. Lately I was thinking, I was like, you gotta start working out,
right?
You gotta start working out,
or do something else that you like, and that's why I got a bike, but. Gee, if I had like 5-6 in the evening to ride, that'd be great. But that's an excuse. I don't know, man.
Just go to the lake. You go to the lake and just go do walks. Walks are good.
I don't like long walks. Look, I checked out Meetup. Remember our guest recommended that?
Yes.
So I found like a bikers club, like cyclists, right? I said, great. So they have this event, leaving the marina. And this is like was supposed to be Sunday. I wasn't here, but this is an example of what they do. They said, we'll meet in the marina. We'll go to Huntington Beach and back. And I'm like, oh, sounds pretty cool. You know, on the strand is like a path along the coast, along the beach, like for miles and miles. It starts like in Malibu and it goes all the way to who knows where. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking up there. It's like 14 fucking miles each way. Oh, I'm like, are you serious? Oh, man, I go out riding. I ride 2 miles. I'm back home.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
My dad rides a lot.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, oh. He rides a lot. He rides from city to city, from Tel Aviv, from Ra'anana to Tel Aviv.
Yeah. See, I admire people that have that. But
I think it just builds stamina, and you don't start with the long one. So you start and you gradually build it,
right?
Obviously, and then you know you add little and little and little, and it's just it gets better for you. Like people seem to be happy. People that do activities like that, they seem to
be
happy.
Train.
And everybody tells me they're happy.
Yeah,
but I go to the gym and I'm like, no.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe it's just the gym. I'm not a structure kind of girl, you know.
Yeah,
I was never
into like gyms.
It's just too. I don't know. I do. You know, I snowboard, I wakeboard, I do water. You know, I do all that.
Yeah, you like the extreme.
I like the extreme sport. I like when there's a story.
But do you do it or do you just like it? I mean,
I do it.
Do you go surfing and stuff?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't surf in California. I never surfed in California water. I always thought the waves are, and the water was too cold. But
the water
I did
is
it
cold.
In Israel and in India and Hawaii.
Ah.
Nice. Yeah. The water's nice.
Yeah, the water's nice. That's one thing about California. You know, they talk about our beaches and everything. They look nice, but
the
water's
cold.
Nobody goes to the water.
The water's
fucking
cold.
Freezing.
Yeah.
And the surfers wear their bodysuits and everything, but still, you know?
Yeah.
The wetsuits. But come on, man. I mean, shit.
This is like, this morning is like the conversation of a too lazy.
I know, right?
Oh, my God.
Too lazy motherfuckers sitting here talking about action and activity.
Nobody
and
said that the radio hosts are athletic.
Exactly. Or that you should use this as an example, you know? We can help other people, not ourselves. No, I know. But you got plenty of time. I definitely have to start getting a little more active. But at any rate, moving away from that, Aretha Franklin died, right?
Right.
Last year, remember?
Yeah.
You like her, right?
Yeah.
You like her? Everybody loves her, right?
Aretha, she's a star. She's a, she's history.
She's a queen.
She's a part of history.
Right.
Right, yeah.
Right.
Totally.
So the estate, they did an inventory of her stuff and discovered she has $1 million in uncashed checks.
Oh, wow.
Can you imagine this?
You got so rich, you don't even cash it.
Yeah, you don't need the money. You don't care. Can you imagine that?
Wow. So, does she have kids?
I'm sure she has family.
So, they're going to get $1 million? That's good.
Just that million? I mean, she left
probably.
Get
so much.
I mean, think if she hasn't cashed a million.
What else did they find in her estate?
She probably was sitting on hundreds of millions.
What else did they find, does it say?
I don't know. No, they just said among her possessions.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
She didn't even cash it. See, that's gangster.
Right.
She was a boss. Aretha, she's a boss. She's a part of history.
No, you know.
There's no words to describe how great she is.
How amazing she is,
yes,
right?
Yes.
I mean, she really got the songs, and she got the voice, you know, and that was amazing.
Hey.
Who doesn't remember Aretha?
What you want, baby, I got what you need.
This song is from 1967, do you believe it?
Wow.
I was 7 years old. Just a little bit. So you see, it's like when you sing like that, you don't need to cash the $1 million. You're sitting on a lot more. And you can tell she
cared about the music.
Exactly.
And
she loves what
you know,
she does.
Did her thing and, you know.
Didn't need the money.
Not at the, you know, people don't plan to die.
Right.
So maybe she saved
people
it.
People don't plan to die.
People don't know. Oh, I'm gonna die. Maybe
no, but
and
you
even
make
if
arrangements.
Maybe she saved it. Her kids could get it. I'm sure her kids could get it. Her family can get it.
Yeah.
She didn't need it.
Yeah.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
You see?
That's the only thing she wanted.
Yeah, exactly. And she got it big time.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear her song with George Michael? They did a duet together.
Which one?
Only one. There's only one duet. Let me bring it up and you'll see. It's a very cool song. And I like George Michael, you know. So it's called I Knew You Were Waiting. And you might have heard this one. I don't know when it's from, though. Some time ago. It's not. Every video starts with like some noise, you know. Okay, here we go. I love when people do duets, you know, they mix their styles.
Yeah, totally.
Like a warrior that fights and wins the battle.
What a voice.
I know the taste of victory. Though I went through some nights consumed by the shadows, I was crippled emotionally.
Do you like him?
Sure.
Me too. You probably haven't heard it because it wasn't one of the big ones, but
yeah.
But I mean, think of the combination of them two, you know?
Yeah.
They're both huge. And if you hear the song a few times, you'll fall in love with it. cool. I always love music. I don't know how I could live without music.
Yeah. You know what? I think it's like one of our basic needs.
Yeah. Although actually it's not, you know, I was just reading about it.
Really?
Think about it. It's not a basic need. It's something that we sort of like set up, you know? I mean, musical tones are in nature, but to create music, that's a human thing.
Yeah, but the need to hear music.
Well, it's like we feel it so strongly that we feel a need, but to survive, you don't really need music.
You know what? Let me ask you this. Okay. I live in Hollywood,
right?
And many times on you know Hollywood Boulevard, there's a lot of homeless people,
right?
And I have this a lot of times this image of a homeless person that you know they don't have much,
right?
But they go with their music,
right?
So they don't have a roof over their head.
Right.
But they have amazing sound
That's
system.
True, right?
And they listen to their music and that makes them feel well. So yeah. You know, it makes you ask yourself, maybe music is a basic need. You never know. Tribes did it throughout history, throughout the beginning of mankind.
Right.
They did music. It's one of the first.
But music didn't exist before human beings.
I'm saying it's a human need.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a human need.
Right.
You know, they. Okay. If you go to every culture, there's no culture that doesn't have music.
No, that's true. That's true. But you know, I'm just saying. You know,
I'm not saying it's like the need to breathe.
It's an extra. You know.
Yeah.
It's a nice extra that we have. I mean, if you had to ask me, yeah, I would say. Fuck, I don't know how I could live without music.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You don't know how you could live without music.
Right.
If your life were just quiet.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
We need it. It's like a language. It's like, can you live without talking? You can't live without talking. So how could you live without music?
Yeah. Now, when you listen to a song, do you pay attention to the lyrics or the music?
Yeah. The lyrics, the melody.
Yeah.
Everything.
I almost never pay attention to the lyrics. It's almost always to the...
Really?
Yeah, to the music. I don't care about the lyrics. I just sing them so it'll be a song.
Oh, that's so interesting.
Yeah.
The
lyrics don't really matter to me. I mean, I'm listening for the music.
Yeah.
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 And for the production, for the instruments, for how things are put
together. So you like a lot of instrumental songs too?
No, not necessarily. Just the way they arrange them.
Yeah.
In
the
studio.
The harmony, yeah.
Yeah, and the perfection that they get, you know, with the music and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Like when the band is really tight and you can tell, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. What year were you born in? I mean, I still don't know how old you are, and I need to know what I'm dealing with here. No, you're not telling? Okay, she's not telling. Okay. I mean, what is that? Come on. I thought in your generation that you don't really give a shit. You think it matters if you're like 29 or 32 or something? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. But I'm not going to put you on the spot.
I'm 23, Sam.
Yeah?
Do I look like it?
You're not 23. You look it, but you don't. But you have a lot more wisdom than a 23-year-old. But, no, I mean, look, people can have a pretty good idea how old people are.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you don't have to say anything. But I would imagine you were born.
You should see the studio. Sam is about to get killed. Like, luckily for him, there's no cameras.
You didn't tell me anything, right? But I can guess, right?
No.
No, you don't guess.
I'm saying let's just drop it.
Okay.
I don't think it's a topic that matters.
You're uncomfortable with it. Talking about your age. I just want to establish that.
Well, now I'm uncomfortable.
True. Okay, then I'm not going to talk about it anymore. Listen, have you ever had a dog?
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
My dad, he had this thing to adopt dogs. So he adopted this Rottweiler with a wolf. And from the street, and because they were abusing the dog, and they cut the tail off, so he named him Tailless.
Right.
And we had this dog. My dad had dogs throughout the years. I would love a dog right now, but I live in a studio apartment, and I just don't feel it's a fair environment for a dog, usually because I like big dogs.
Right.
You know, especially. I don't do small dogs because they bark so much. They bark.
Come on.
There's one dog that is very small. small, he doesn't say, he doesn't bark at all. I like, the only thing is I don't like them if they're too barky.
Yeah.
You know, don't. My dad, his dog now, which looks like a rat, really, is what it is. But it's cute. It's so cute. But it's an innocent alarm. Every time somebody gets near the house, it's like an alarm. So it's not a guard irritating. Dog.
But you know that you can train any dog not to bark.
Really?
Yeah.
But then what? You give them those horrible...
I don't know what you do to them, but no, it's not... I mean, training, you know?
Yeah.
Because I have a friend who trains dogs.
Yeah.
And he says you can train any dog to do anything.
Yeah. Yeah, I just saw a video on Facebook. So there's a unit in the army called Sting, and they're the soldiers that go with the dogs.
Yeah,
and the dogs look for all kinds of stuff, right? They smell, you know.
Right.
They have it in the airport too.
Weapons, drugs,
whatever. Right. So ex-soldier, she went after the army. She went 4 months to whatever, and then she came after 4 months, and they brought the dog, the army dog.
Right.
And the dog just jumps her and literally hugs her and doesn't let her go. It's so nice to watch. They're so loyal and they're so faithful. And then I read that people just... You know, in LA, they get dogs because they're depressed.
Yeah.
You
know, right. I know, emotional support.
Emotional support.
I have people bringing dogs here all the time. I'm like, this is an office building. Come on, man.
And I'm wondering who supports the dog that has to support all these depressed people all day long. Because the dog doesn't know. Yeah. You get the dog, you're so depressed all day long. The dog is just trying to be happy. Who supports them?
Yeah.
Through their emotional journey. Dealing with your shit all day long.
I know. So listen, I guess today is National Dog Day. Is it today?
Ooh.
But
I love them. So cute. I love them.
I know. So I brought up this article. They did another study. Found out that people who own dogs maintain a healthier heart. Check this out. Yeah.
You know, dog in Hebrew is named Kelev.
Right.
Kelev.
Uh-huh. Like a heart?
Like a heart.
Oh, wow.
That's if you break it down, the word Hebrew, it's like a heart. And they truly are. They truly are.
That's true. So why am I not getting one? I don't like the responsibility.
You're not getting a dog. You're not going to the proper leg that you want.
I know a lot of things are missing out on.
But let me tell you something, a dog. Both of these things are heavy decisions in a way. Because if you get a dog, you got to look out for the next 17 years, 15
That's
years.
That's what I'm saying.
If
you
got to move to a
that.
Leg, you got to move. So it's things that are very nice in theory, but you really have to be prepared and make that decision. Because I see some people that they don't care for their dogs.
Right.
And just don't get the dog.
Yeah.
Don't get the dog because they're such sweeties.
Right.
They don't deserve you
not liking them,
yelling them, you know.
No, absolutely. And I can tell you this. My kids always had animals.
Yeah.
Growing up and stuff. But to me, it's like, so I got used to the animals, you know? Like a chihuahua and then a cat and all this shit. But I got used to it. But when I live on my own, like my son moved in with me after college last year.
Mm-hmm.
Forced me to take the cat in with him.
Oh. Are you a cat person?
No.
Oh, that's the... See.
I'm not an animal person to live with. That's all I'm saying. I love animals. Listen, I fell in love with this cat, but that cat ruined all my furniture. I had all leather couches and everything.
Cats do that. They're little bastards.
Left, that cat did not leave a square inch without fucking claw marks. Okay? Hair. The hair...
Oh, my God.
...was unbelievable. I mean, my maid showed me how full the tank of the vacuum cleaner was of just hair.
Cats are known to be assholes.
Smell from their box, you know? Yeah, and cats are assholes.
They're assholes. I mean,
he would look at me and go clawing, you know?
Oh, wow. That's what's you know, the cat lovers, you know, that's what's cute in the cats because they're assholes.
Yeah.
They don't give a shit. They don't give two shits about you.
They don't.
And it's kind of funny.
Well, I
it's
don't
like
like
a funny
you.
Demeanor.
I mean, what the fuck kind of an animal you want?
They're the opposite of dogs.
The opposite of dogs.
Yeah.
Jeez.
A dog would like when you come from work. A dog would be like, like he's so excited. A cat is like, you again. Like he doesn't give a shit.
Yeah, no, they don't.
Yeah.
But dogs are cute. I must admit, man.
Yeah.
So what I'm gonna do is, I think this weekend,
you're gonna go to another lake that doesn't have water.
I have family that are going out of town. I told them, why don't I take your dog for the weekend?
Oh, yeah. That's
that way
great
I can just enjoy it for a couple
it.
Days, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do that. I dog
do
sit. Yeah.
That's a great idea, because then I can be with the dog occasionally when I want to.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. That's a great
like
idea.
Grandchildren, you know?
Yeah.
When you have grandchildren, you get to enjoy them, and then you send them back home.
Yeah. I had a thing once that I was dog sitting this dog. And he was like in Beverly Hills. And after a day or so, the dog started acting weird, right? He looks like he's sad or something like that. And well, I tell my friend and she goes like, well, where do you take the dog? I'm like, what do you mean? I take him because I volunteer in downtown LA and I go to this and I go to that. And he was like, honey, this is a Beverly Hills dog.
Uh-huh.
Of course he's going to be depressed. You take him to downtown L.A.? You got to take him. So then I took him to the Olive Garden. I took him to all these. I took him to brunch and I took him to all these places. And funny enough, he wasn't sad anymore.
No, huh?
The dog had a better life than I had. Mm-hmm. So I had to adjust my life to the Beverly Hills dog life.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because the dog has expectations.
He has expectations. Like, what are you doing? What is this? Yeah, you know, this downtown so LA, you know, it's dirty or whatever, or Hollywood is where I live. It's,
why are you taking me there?
Why are you taking me there? It's like, I took him to brunch. I don't remember. There's like an expensive brunch place in Beverly Hills. Oh, he was ecstatic. It was cute. Good. It was cute.
Yeah, dogs are good. Plus, you can meet women that way, right?
Yeah.
You go to the dog
I'm not
park.
Trying to meet any women.
You go to the dog park. No, I'm talking about me.
If the dog is cute, though.
Yeah.
You go, if it's cute.
It's a very cute dog.
It's a cute dog?
Yeah, like a...
So, well, maybe...
Like a terrier mixed with something else, but she's like the mellowest dog and she loves me to death.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
So just take
just the hair, you know, but...
Well, I mean, it's going to be National Dog Day, so you might as well take her somewhere where there's a lot of people. Maybe you'll find...
It's today, though. National
it's today.
Dog Day.
Oh.
But maybe they'll stretch it the whole week.
Because usually, you know, people work today, so I don't know why they make it a Monday.
Maybe it was on the weekend. Maybe it was on the weekend.
The dogs are off every day.
Wait, it says Friday here, I think. So.
Oh, it was this weekend.
I think so. I don't know when National Dog Day is. Just look up on Facebook. I'm sure you'll figure it out quickly.
Yeah, I love people dog videos. I see dog people like cats videos. I see dogs videos all the time.
Really?
I love the video. Every bit. It's so stupid. Yeah. The silliest and stupid and most stupid it is, the more I'm going to watch it.
Yeah.
I love it. I love
it. That's cool.
I saw it and dogs are incredible. They're incredible. Things
dogs are cool, man. I'm telling you. And I don't know. I don't know how I reconcile that part of not really wanting to live with an animal and be responsible. That's a commitment.
Mm-hmm.
That's two commitments.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I don't know if I love dogs
but then
that
you can,
much.
You can take the dog to, especially if you're going to live at a lake or something like that.
Well, look,
the
if
dog
I did,
is
then,
just hanging out.
Of
you don't
course.
Need to care for him much. They do their own thing.
No,
when,
that
if you
would
live
be
in
a totally different thing because I'd have a different lifestyle. Or
yeah.
I'm not going to like just live like this. You know, I'm going to take my dog everywhere. It'll be a big dog. You know, you go hiking with your dog. And of course.
Yeah.
Course.
You're never alone.
Yeah.
It's nice.
You know, I went hiking when I went to Oregon. Uh-huh. One of the days that I went hiking, I got lost in the trails.
Yeah.
And there were like maps occasionally.
Uh-huh.
But you didn't know where the fuck you were anyway. And actually, there was not maps. There were just signs like, okay, this is the Oregon Trail. This is the this trail. And you go, this doesn't tell me anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking to myself, why didn't I not take a picture of the fucking map when I first started in here?
Yeah.
Can you imagine? I'll show you pictures of it. You're like surrounded by big plants and trees.
Yeah.
And you don't know how the fuck to get back to your car.
Oh, no.
There's different trails, and you keep getting lost, and your GPS isn't working, and nothing's working. I mean, the GPS doesn't have the trails on it.
The worst thing that happened to me when I got lost.
Would you freak out?
I got lost in a parking lot, in like a mall parking lot. Oh, that was the worst. It was like four floors. Wow. I was stuck there for 2 hours. I don't know what's worse, but if you get lost in the nature and you know the sun going down. That might be a problem.
But listen, this was in the morning. It was fine. And then suddenly I got lucky. This woman came by with a dog. And she says, just follow this sign, this trail and that sign, you'll be out. So I'm trying to do that. I'm like, I still don't understand where the fuck I'm supposed to go. Suddenly I run into her again. I said, well, I must be going in circles. So she walked me out of the fucking place.
Mm-hmm.
She goes there every day with the dog. She knows where she's going. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is, and you often hear this in the news, how like lone hikers are found dead and shit like this.
Oh, yeah.
The thing is, you don't go hiking by yourself.
No.
This was like what they call open space in the middle of the city, mind you. It's not a city. It's a town, okay? But still, I mean, this is not like you have to drive 2 hours to. This is like down the street. You have this huge park.
Yeah.
And it's like that.
Yeah. And what happened?
So I get lost and finally I get out of there, you know?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But what I'm saying
is, I often see people hike by themselves.
Right.
I see that more than people hike together.
Yeah.
I mean, in L.A., well,
depends where you go, I guess. Look, if you're just hiking where everybody else is, where do you go hiking? Where do you
hike.
Right. So where do you see people hiking?
Well, a few times, I remember when I went up the Hollywood sign, I saw a lot of people hiking.
Like Runyon Canyon.
Yeah, Runyon Canyon.
Okay,
it's
so that's
a good hike.
That's like Hollywood Boulevard. Come on. I mean, the number, the people there, for crying out loud.
Yeah, no, but there you got a lot of, you can get lost there.
I don't think so.
But there's a trail. I mean, you really have to be talented in getting lost. There's a whole trail there.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, look, you don't get lost. I mean, you can get lost if you're obviously in a place you haven't been before. You have high growth of plants. You don't know what the fuck, man. Yeah, so I kind of freaked out for a few minutes, and then I thought, well, eventually I'll come out of here, you know?
Yeah.
It's a limited area.
Yeah.
So anyway. But I need to get away once again. I'm not going to do this coming weekend because everybody else is. And I don't go on vacation when everybody else does.
Yeah, because everything's going to be busy.
Right, because everybody goes out of town for the 3-day weekend.
Yeah.
Some people are probably going to turn it into a 4-day weekend.
That's nice.
Yeah. I know. So, at least I'll get to relax here, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about all these fires in the Amazon? I mean, is this unbelievable?
I don't understand it. People are like, you know, it supplies the world's oxygen. Like not 100%, but I think like I read 20%.
A big percentage, yeah.
20%. You should be more concerned about this.
Right.
About putting that fire down. The whole entire world should, if every country, even next door, sends their troops to put the fire down.
Right.
It will be out.
But people are. The point is this. Do you really think it's going to work? I mean, it's like when you look at the pictures and you see the magnitude of it all and you realize how many there are. There are like thousands of fires. How do you put them all out? You know, I mean, it's an impossible situation. They're saying all that there is death and devastation. And how do you even put this out? You know, did you look at those satellite pictures where they show like red spots on the map of Brazil?
Yeah.
And there's a million of them. You go, what the fuck, man? How can you even ever get this under control?
Wow.
We're in deep shit, man.
Yeah, I remember when California had the fire season. Oh, my God. And you remember the pictures?
Right.
Towards the valley, they had a picture of the road and the thing. Oh, my God. It looked like the end of the world.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, my friends, My very good friends lived in Paradise. Do you remember Paradise got burned up in Northern California like last year?
Yeah.
It's almost exactly a year ago. It was in November, I think. The whole town burned down.
Wow.
My friends lived there.
Wow.
They lost everything. And the fires there were so fast that some people actually got killed.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember. It was a big thing.
Yeah, so now they're going to do like a big lawsuit because the power company, I guess, had known they had some malfunctioning equipment.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? And all these people losing everything.
They lost everything.
Wow.
We raised a lot of money. I did a GoFundMe for them. We raised about 50 grand.
Wow.
Yeah.
But you don't have insurance and stuff like that?
Insurance doesn't pay for it? Yeah. Like right now, they live outside of San Francisco in a beautiful, huge house that they're renting, but the insurance company is paying for it.
Yeah.
But there are seven people, you know.
That's a lot.
The family.
Yeah.
He's got four kids, his wife and his brother.
Yeah.
All live there.
Oh, wow.
So, and imagine the lawsuit from seven people. And they were running their business from home, too.
Yeah.
They lost a lot of computers, data, shit like that, personal stuff. They'll probably be millionaires if they see the money, but they will be millionaires.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, I hope they're good.
Yeah. For now, they're fine, you know? For now, they're fine.
Well, we got.
I love them. They're like brothers to me. I go visit them all the time. And they have a beautiful house outside of San Francisco. They have a view.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, unbelievable. So the insurance got it for them.
That's good.
But yeah, I told him, I said, this is like the best thing that happened to you.
Yeah.
Is this fire, you know? Finally got you out of Paradise, which was like fucking a cemetery there. It was dead.
Really?
Just a boring small town.
Right.
Yeah.
Really?
I don't know how they ended up there even, you know? It's a retirement community, you know?
Wow.
But they're young.
That's so weird.
Fucking shit. So now they're closer. I can go visit them without having to fly
yeah.
to Sacramento and then drive for a couple hours. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, the fires, man, that's pretty scary shit. And who knows what's going to happen, you know?
Yeah.
I have no idea, man. So, do you want to talk about the Middle East?
The Middle East.
The Hezbollah.
No.
Vows retaliation.
No. I'm.
Fuck them, man.
I'm okay.
Right? You know, I'm reading an interesting book right now. It's fiction. And normally I don't read fiction, but this one grabbed me.
Yeah.
Let me briefly tell you what happened. Make a long story short, they discovered in archaeological digs under the Temple Mount in Jerusalem.
Wow. Of course they did. Found, it makes totally sense.
Right? Okay. But they found new digs. And they found the Ark of the Covenant. This is fiction.
Oh, right? It's
fiction. Not real.
Okay.
It's not real. But it's a story.
Yeah.
And I don't read a lot of stories, but this one really grabbed me. So check this out. They found it, and it's floating. It's hovering about the ground. And people are like, this is impossible, you know?
Yeah.
So finally they remove it, and they decide, and this is, and at the same time there's a dirty bomb dropping on Tel Aviv. Dirty bomb is like a nuclear bomb that amateurs make, you know, like not like on a missile and shit.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, in Tel Aviv.
Nuclear dirty
so
bomb?
So it's a dirty bomb. So a lot, some radiation in Tel Aviv and stuff, you know, people dying. All this, and Israel decides, well, all bets are off now. And, you know, we're going to do whatever it takes. And then they decide to rebuild the third temple. By moving the
thing, the floating thing.
Not the floating thing. Well, that they removed it. They took it with the handles, you know?
Oh.
And then one journalist said, okay, I'm willing to touch this and everything, although it says in the Bible not to touch it, right? Everybody will die. And he's curious to see what's going on. So sure enough, he goes to it, drops dead. Right?
Drops dead.
So the whole world now is like, okay, so God's right here and something's happening and shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow.
And then suddenly fucking three missiles from Iran are heading towards Israel, and suddenly the missiles just disappear. At the same time, the people responsible for those missiles, like the Ayatollah and all this,
yeah,
dropped dead. Okay,
wow.
So this
they
is
should
like
really
about,
do a movie about this.
Right.
Sounds like a great, or
right?
It's like a series.
So I'll keep you updated on the
HBO,
story.
HBO, this is your shit.
It really is, you know. No Iron Dome, no nothing. They just disappeared.
Wow.
And people are going, wow. It's a great story, right?
Yeah.
So he's heading towards like the, what they call it? The end of days.
Yeah.
You know, like when the Messiah comes and shit. I don't know how religious this is going to get, but I like the way he's mixing up everything.
Yeah.
With all the religions are there, the Muslims, the Jews, the Christians, wow. Everybody's involved in this in a certain way.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I think that should be a show.
And the Israelis decided rather than to tear down the Muslim places like those El Aqsa and the dome, right? The Golden Dome. What they call it? The Dome of the Rock?
Arabite.
The Dome of the Rock or something.
Yeah.
So what the Israelis do is they actually disassemble it to move it somewhere else.
What?
Not asking anybody, you know. We're just going to take it
a
brick in the time and move it to a Muslim area.
We're just going to move it.
Exactly, to the Muslim area. So this is like, you know, people are like freaking out and shit, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know even if the government is, they're not really saying that the government is allowing all this to happen. But
yeah.
It just kind of happens and it's fucking unbelievable. But it's fiction, you know.
Yeah.
But at least it takes you to a place where you go, fuck, what if this happened? You know what
yeah.
I mean? Can you imagine if just there was a couple of events that then you know, okay, there's God, and he's showing us directly miracles now.
Wow. Yeah.
Right? So
I mean,
that's unbelievable.
There was a few in real life, too. I feel like a lot of people that I talk to even say, usually people that have a life story,
right?
A lot of them say, and then this happened,
right.
And it was the hand of God.
Right.
Even people who were never religious or,
right.
You know, it's not even a religion, like a Jewish or it's not a certain religious thing.
It's a God thing.
Sometimes
you know?
Where something happened to you and then something else takes you out of it. It's kind of like you find out the God in you.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right,
you feel like something pulled you out of something. And usually
when you have
a life story, when something heavy happens.
Something big happens.
Is
yeah.
when it's not when you're vacationing in Malibu.
No.
Is when you find God.
Yeah. Yeah.
In a spiritual way, I also it's not you don't have to be religious for that. But
right.
I hear a lot of stories.
Yeah, and usually it's not good things that turn your life. You
yeah,
know?
But
tragedies
then following these
like
tragedies
right.
is finding yourself
exactly
the God in you the
yeah.
God that whatever
right
you know what I mean because then things because when a tragedy happens it puts you in kind of like a test
right
okay what are you gonna do
right
are you gonna
right.
give up are you gonna what's gonna happen
yeah
and then when you find the forces in you and or either something good happens to you say this is
right.
the hands of God. There's no reason for this to
right.
to happen.
Did I tell you about Ronnie, my niece?
No. Oh, yes. Oh,
I
my
did,
God.
With the accident, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so they had to amputate one of her legs.
Wow.
Because,
I'm so sorry to hear
yeah,
that.
Yeah, she was hit by a car, hit and run, and she wasn't even driving. She was unloading her groceries from the back of her SUV when a car pinned her between, right to her car and to that car. And then people came out and they're like, back up. She's pinned between the two cars. So he pulled back and then he took off on foot and they haven't found him.
Oh my God.
So maybe it was a stolen car, whatever, but that's not the point. The point is she lost almost both her legs. Now one leg may be saved, but the other one they had to amputate below the knee. And now you want to talk about shit that changes your life forever. And everything you just said fits this, you know. How are you going to deal with this? You know, what are you going to do? How is this going to change your life? Are you going to give up or are you going to actually overcome this and realize this was some kind of a lesson you needed to learn?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, the, man, the life is heavy.
Thing, the most important thing I feel like is not give up. This will be like Motivational Monday.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't give up, guys. Well, people are going through all kinds of shit. They never uploaded to Facebook. They right. never uploaded to Instagram. But people, life happens to you.
Yeah.
And then you should find the strength and you can snap out of it. And we believe in you and Sam believes in you.
Yeah, exactly. But I do have to say people don't always show the great stuff because there's some people that I don't understand who are posting like them being in the hospital, people dying, abusive animals. I mean, abused
animals.
For a
cause. But what I'm saying is they don't post about their private
life. No, no,
really?
Themselves. Here I'm in the hospital. Here I'm this. My life sucks. This, that. No, it's all over the place. But people post all kinds of shit, man. I don't understand that at all. Yeah. But at any rate, folks, this is it for today. Tomorrow we're going to have a guest. You know who tomorrow's guest is going to be?
Who?
Is briefly, when I started the station 11 years ago, I advertised in Craigslist for a few people to come and kind of join me in doing the show.
Yeah.
And she came, Laura, she came and answered the ad. And she's really, really nice. And they started the show like The View with four women, you know?
Oh. Wow.
Yeah, so on the radio, and nobody was doing this before. I mean, this is 11 years ago.
Yeah.
We were playing around doing whatever we wanted to do with the station, you know. So she's going to be in tomorrow. She's still on radio and everything, so that's cool. And then later on this week, we have a lot of great guests. So please stay with us. We always appreciate that. Or thank you,
thank
as
you,
always.
Sam.
Listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.